Fourth Chronicles, chapter 14, starting from verse 35. This is the story of the descendants of Reuben and Moab. Thus, for the sake of the son, for King Unger, they decided to offer oblations to Lord Vishnu, who is situated in the hearts of all living entities. As soon as the oblation was offered in the fire, a person appeared from the fire altar wearing a golden garland and a white
cloak. You said one time that this was the most important part of everything he showed.
This is so important. Because for us, separation would be more helpful than this.
Because we said that.
But we want that Srimati Radhika to be always pleased.
We are always weeping and weeping.
We don't want to see Radhika weeping always.
But it is Krishna who is weeping, isn't it?
But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in the mood of Radhika. So we think Vrindavan is best place. Where Radhika will give his seat in the lap of Krishna, and Krishna will say, do Krishna Krishna here, and keep it on his way, on his way, in his heart, and that new color will bring here. All this. Radhika will also, oh, he loves me so better, so much. And we want
for him. But for sadhan?
For sadhan?
This is helpful.
Separation. Without separation, we cannot go.
So,
further in.
Does that make Jagannath Puri better for sadhan than Navadvi?
In all respects, Navadvi is
different.
Because always Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Kisho, and he is always pleased, and he will give to the expression. There, and each house, to each view, calling them, come on, come on, come on, I will give Krishna to you. But here no. He will call Gadadhar, he will call Sashimata, he will call all others. Those who will come in forms of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because he will be actual mode.
But then there is no separation. In Navadvi there is no separation.
Not so. After he returns from Gaya, then comes. So when he is actual mood, he is mukti is so much, and then everyone will see.
But one time you told me that when everyone is together doing Harinam in Sankirtana, that it is general and it is not...
So general thing we want.
General thing we want.
Now. But Sadhan Bhajan is general. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But when he is coming in Gambira, he will not give darshan to us. Always those blocks. Only to open path to our half empty. You can see. I can see. Everyone can see.
And also too much time to see him always.
We cannot see.
12 years is a long time. Day and night. So Navadvip is the place to for Sada to get his mercy.
Ah.
And then to enter into Vrindavan.
How did Chaitanya Mahaprabhu begin Navadvip? He told Sadhan and Sadhya to Tapan Mishra and all others. And this chant Harinam location whole night. This is the idea.
And one time you said that this is the Sadhana Kaal in Jagannath Puri. That in Mahaprabhu there, in order to do not do sadhana, he was simply
like a king.
Enjoying.
Yeah. He enjoyed the girl. Oh.
Teasing.
I should give you bar. Bar means?
Bar, you mean this thing in the hand or blessing?
Blessing. You are not coming, then your husband will be old, glad,
fat,
sweet,
three more wives,
three wives,
four,
and if you come to me and worship me, and so beautiful husband, so beautiful everything, with wealth and and if you used to do Ganga jal, Ganga water to brandy. And they used the bad name of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he began to
teach them. And he put things in their hair like that. So why do we come here? Why we don't stay in Navadvip?
Huh?
Why, if it's sudden, why do we not leave, why do we leave Navadvip?
We want to taste Navadvip. We want to taste the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Puri. And at last in Vrindavan.
We want to taste all of them.
Huh?
We want to taste each one of them. They each have their specialty. So it is
we want to live in Vrindavan.
How
we want to do sadhana bhajan in Navadvip. And want to come very rarely here. Only for others, not for us.
Only for others.
Because when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left this place, all his companions left. No one was here. Raghunath Das went. Krishnathan did not care. They did not return.
Did not come back.
Sarup Damodar also left.
It seems that this place of Puri has relevance only when Mahaprabhu is present for us. Otherwise, no reason to come. But if we don't come here, how can we see Gopinath?
Mm.
It's so beautiful. I cannot imagine.
This is especially for you all.
But so kind.
He is more kind than Jagannath.
Yeah.
He is called 40 pounds, but 40 pounds is 89.
Yeah.
We wanted to ask you a question about why Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur left his body in Calcutta. He had been here.
No.
No?
He was here
for some days before.
He took birth here. And he lived so many years here. And when Bhaktivinoda Thakur disappeared, then he made so much progress for Mayapur. And he preached all over the world. And at last he came to this Puri also and established a mosque at Govardhan, Chatak Parvat. And he used to come for yearly once.
But sometimes he stays 6 weeks, some extra time. And then just before he left, he was here. Maybe 3 weeks before he was here.
He liked it.
Why did he like it so much?
Because Bhaktivinoda Thakur has given him that you should also be here. And because he worked here.
But he did like it here. One time I asked you if he liked it here, and you said no, he liked it in Navadvip.
So why did he decide to leave his body in Calcutta?
Calcutta? No.
in Navadvip.
He went to Pindikya Lila in Calcutta. Then
I know.
But not
in Navadvip. No, no, in Navadvip.
Means by heart.
He put his life here.
Mm.
And when he get meant to Navadvip,
yes,
then he took the life. So much real fun is Radha Kunda,
yeah,
and Shyam Kunda in Mayapur.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it comes. But today,
last night, I woke up in the middle of the night thinking, oh, Gurudev, he won't speak in English again. And then I couldn't sleep. I was in so much anxiety.
In Bhaktivinoda Nishantaka has been told that Annabhilashita Sanyam Jnanam has Samadhi but unfeeling with the Sanyam. There are three kinds of bhakti. Sarupsiddha, Sanyasiddha, Arasiddha. From world you will go first Arasiddha, and then it will come Sanyasiddha, then Sarupsiddha. And if you are coming from Golok, then first Sarupsiddha, then
Sanyasiddha,
then Arasiddha. You should know that Sanyasiddha and Arasiddha are not actual bhakti. Actual bhakti is that when we what we think, what we realize, all should be for Krishna. Not for me, not for anyone else. And it should be continually, no breakdown. As nothing is pouring, and in continuous it is coming to us, no
stopping,
no
interruption.
No. Like when a man, this how move of seva, of service to Krishna, it comes in. And only to please Krishna. But if it is saying that it is for pleasing Krishna, but the Krishna did, like Yashoda, what?
Pushed his ears, punishing him.
Mm-hmm. Punishing, giving punishment. You are so naughty. Why you went to that gopi home? Had so much abundance of makhan, nursery here. And so you are going to sleep. Then gopi can at once that gopi and told that I was giving her that makhan. But he told that I am the poor man, I am not a poor man. I am the son of King Nanda Baba and Yashoda Devi Maharani. He did nothing. And then I went here and there. So the study is his
natural business.
Then Yashoda will say, oh, come on, come on. Will you do again? Then Krishna began to do. No, I will not do that. Have this yet with you, your hand? Maam, RR Corona. I will not do it. What is this sort of bhakti? Is it bhakti? This means bhakti? It means that a Krishna is not wanting this. It is, and it's unke man ki bhi sambhavna hai. Yeah.
But
it is,
ये तो इस स्थिति से प्यार ही हुआ ना कि माँ का वात्सल्य प्यार हुआ
अपोजिट मदर वात्सल्य बिकम वक्र वक्र एंड इट इज मोर सक्सेसफुल देन
प्लीजिंग
But if Charanamurti can come, Jarasandha, I tell you, come on, you can sit on this throne and we will wrestle. And I will follow up. I will do it. Then they do like this. Then both of them. He testing these rock. But yet they are doing so few Krishna. So in the guidance of any attention to do, they are waiting. Who has much strength. Because there are some
imperfections,
common about my rope should go out, wealth should come more, my sister should be so beautiful that anyone can
hide me.
I can attract. And prince will come. I'm a gen, I'm a karmi. Then it will not be so bhakti. It will come in the
category,
category of
Arokshidha
and Sangha. Not Sangha.
What is the specialty of Sangha Siddha as opposed to Arokshidha? What is
it? You know Arokshidha?
It is
to make a garden. You have seen that it. You have brought home this milking and to make a garden is not possible. But if you can get some fruit from garden and some milk for fruit, it may be adequate. Sangha Siddha Bhakti is that.
That Sangha Siddha Bhakti.
In that sense, if a man, Raghunath Das Goswami Das Vairagi, you know?
Yes, you know, very casual, completely gave everything up.
So, Vairagi is not Bhakti, but it was the Bhakti. So,
After Krishna left Vrindavan and the gopis were lamenting, feeling so bad, so then Uddhava came and he saw how miserable the gopis were. Then he went back and he told Krishna. So didn't Krishna feel bad that the gopis were feeling so much pain? Didn't he want to go back and stay with them?
You should not have it. You are really the right man to say that. But it is a fact of money taken. In this one, it is past 50 years or 70 years. But for that one, only it is a it will always lead me to me. Then, actually, you cannot regard me.
Familiarity is good.
You think that Maharaj only ordinary person like me. If I will take Mahaprasadam always with you, you can serve me and lead me, give me whatever you think. Serving me all the way, I require serving me. Then, he will see that he is also a person. He is not a thing to be present. And when you see that they can't speak a minute, he has no time to hope. So for worldly person sadhak, Krishna has done act like this. Actually he can lead anybody for a second.
The tendency is there to see guru as ordinary when you're with him all the time. But also you were saying that one has to be with guru all the time to learn from.
So by mind also means that.
So sometimes by mind you cannot hear him.
If we will always read with him, then we will see that he is worldly person. And he, there are so many back qualification in him. We try to he becomes angry. He goes to school like us.
Like ordinary beings.
So he talks with that lady. He talks with that. He has so much greed towards Kavita.
We saw this without doing our personal servants many times that happened to me.
Happened?
Yes.
I know.
They became very
disappointed. They thought that we are more clever than him.
Yeah. I know more than him. So, maybe...
We can manage more than him.
He made a mistake.
Huh?
I corrected it.
What he cannot, should not do, I will.
Then you tell Naveen to give me his body and I'll take over. Time to change. He can take my body, I'll take his, and then I can serve him.
Next
group. All right. To help me out. He's so magnanimous.
Maybe woman. And you can tell me in that part.
Next group.
Anyhow.
Maybe I get man's body next group. Then what happens if you
try to become a male?
No.
They are so simple.
Women are? So ignorant, so foolish.
So envious. So emotional.
But I can't care. My mind is everywhere. I'm just thinking about myself.
Being a lady, you can ask Krishna to give you all this.
I am begging.
Because lady has mind.
But sometimes it's
not.
You have mind and so forth. Like to speak Krishna. Because they were not there of Krishna there. No Bhanti, no Desh Gita. Desh Gita means Desh, not of Vrindavan. No Gopi there. All the associates of Radha
foxes and elephants. So all the friends of Baba was there.
Yeah,
there was no chance to have Krishna in Gopinath. So he felt so much suffering. And that is why in Puri, always felt separation.
But when he went to see Gopinath, he felt open.
So in Gambhira, like Vrindavan, he felt that truth that he is in full self. And separation was always there. How to take not Vrindavan here, but in his when Radhika went to Kurukshetra, she did not keep a rest with Krishna.
She could not be with Krishna.
She was given separate tambu.
Separate tambu?
Tambu.
And?
Separate
accommodation?
Accommodation in block room.
I think.
Tent.
Yes.
No?
She could not be with him.
Krishna. Because Krishna used to live with
Yadavas.
Yadavas and So when it comes to his accommodation, it felt like him. How to that better?
Mahaprabhu sir.
So he sometimes says, see, and think that it is quality. And felt the person. But there he is no, there is no person. And he becomes like a katta.
Hard
kurma.
Like a total. All of his limbs fall down.
And sometimes
become very
sick and sudden. And so this separate life. And this people. Here also.
Every part,
all the joints separated.
Like a book. Everyone sees that book. And they begin to read the situation that he is no more. But all was due to separation of God. So you have some relief from the book. Separation. He used to come to Gopinath and same Gopinath thinks, oh, I have come to Gopinath. My friend asked me here. Here the subsiding of
separation.
Here we see one side Radhika, one side Radhika, but both are black. Like when he used to see Gopinath, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu being in the mood of Radhika, but seeing Krishna, he lifts Radha heart and becomes Krishna.
When Mahaprabhu sees go to Gopinath. He leaves his Radha mood and becomes in the mood of Krishna.
So he becomes blessed.
And he also becomes blessed.
Radha also becomes blessed by seeing his Prabhu and in mood of Radha.
Mm-hmm.
and Lalita, that's Saburu Damodar. He comes from Lalita. He goes and he takes the clothes of Krishna and began to
wear it.
He also becomes. This is the mood of Govindanand Prasad. You see that sometimes he is standing and sometimes sitting. Any vigraha we have not seen sitting, but we are sitting. Someone says that the Radhar Pandit is when he became old, then he could not give garland to Gopi. But he seems not. Why? Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu disappeared at the age of 33. Radhar Prabhu was of the same age. So Radhar Pandit left this world soon after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was disappeared. He also disappeared. So there is no chance to become old. One thing maybe that at that time, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is born, he, by following the order of Chaitanya, he did not left the body. But at that time he became so lean and clean and always smiling, separation. He could not stand and give. So in his such a way, he, as a Gopinath, had done for his duty. And the tears he used to give, or there was a moment doctor of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was at the time of Gadadhar Pandit Mahaprabhu, he used to serve. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu disappeared, Gadadhar Pandit also disappeared. Then Mamu was made by the government of Puri to serve Gopinath. So he became old. About 84 he could not get to that. So someone told that it may be that Mamu Pandit, when he was old, he used to give garland, but he could not do it. So Gopinath.
He is a different opinion. Some people say this is Lalita and Radha. And some people say it is Lalita and Vishaka. It is both are correct, depending on their mood.
Because Radhaka Pandit was there, he was Srimati Radhika. He was Vati. No? So he was Vati. And so Damodar Rai Ramanand, there Lalita and Vishaka. When they were when there are king Krishna, Mahaprabhu, and Krishna became, Mahaprabhu became Krishna, then Lalita and Vishakha, both were sitting in the door. Right hand. But the main person told that Radhika and
general idea. Before coming to Puri, Mahaprabhu knew Swarup Damodar in his early years in Navadvip. They were school friends?
Both.
So
both were friends of Chaitanya.
Both knew?
Both knew Swarup Damodar. And Radhar Pandit, Murari Pandit, all there.
They all grew up together.
Jagadananda Pandit, Mukunda, Basudho, all that kind. And continue.
From childhood. One time you said that after three dhams, Mahaprabhu did that Navadvip is considered best, and then...
Today also I say.
Yes, but we cannot understand what you were saying.
I was telling that. The three places of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, where he see a core. At first he was in Navadvip, his childhood and reading, writing, up to Kishore Lila, he was there. When he became young, of 24, he left Sydney and came to Jagannath. Here he mercifully, with mercy to Mohar Pandit. And
went to
and there at the Godavari Nadi, bank of Godavari, he met Raramananda. Raramananda seen him, saw him, Mahabhava and Mahabhasarati Radha and Krishna Rasiketa. Both Rasaraj, Mahabhava, both at a time, and became friends. Again Mahaprabhu returned to Puri, and he enjoyed the Dipralambha Bhava of Srimati Radha. In Navadvip he had done Kishore Lila.
Navadvip is like Vrindavan.
Like Vrindavan. But because Narottam Thakura and all others had told that it is abhinna to Vrindavan. But Jagannath Kshetra they have not told that Jagannath Puri is like Vrindavan. But it is like Dwarka Puri or Puri Kshetra. Not as a Vrindavan. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself has seen something like a Chatak Patai in Govardhan.
Yes.
He like it.
You said, didn't you say that it was? It really was like?
So, Vrindavan and Navadvip are of him. So we will follow Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and do bhajan in Vrindavan. They will come out in
Vrindavan
in the bank of Yamuna at Bansiwat. It has been told by our Guru Achar. But Jagannath Puri in Vrindavan, it has never said. Sri Kshetra Mane Lakshmi Kshetra, Satadha Marut Mane Mahalakshmi.
Not training Radha.
In if he animal lifts his body, he becomes 400. But in Vrindavan and Navadvip, no. There, 200 the associates of Radha and Krishna. So this is this more superior than.
And the fourth place? You said Navadvip Puri and
Navadvip, then Puri,
South India,
then
South India.
South India, I mean Godavari is third and fourth is Vrindavan. Here Vrindavan and Navadvip are same. It is seen in two. At the time of Sadhak it is seen as Navadvip. But in Siddhi Kshetra it is seen as Vrindavan. In Sadhana Vastha we will see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But when we will receive the, then we will see that, oh, Radha and Krishna both have become sick. No? So both are one. And here, like Kurukshetra and
Dwarka.
Kurukshetra and Dwarka. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to see it. Sometimes, Jagdeva Maharaj, he used to see it in light, so much separation as Krishna. And that place is Pathshala.
Which place?
Godavari.
Godavari. Where he learns it.
Where he read something with his Shiksha Guru, Vishakha Devi, in the school of Rarama. And then he returned here
to practice.
But we use always in Vrindavan. Between here or there.
Internally.
Externally and externally both. Where is Vrindavan? Where is Lalita? Where is Vishakha? We always use.
I've heard this part of Puri is called Gupta Vrindavan. I've been told that. Not true?
This part, Gopinath Kota and all these. Because he used to see Gopinath. He used to see it as Vrindavan.
But it is not Vrindavan. It is always Dwarka.
It is part of only Dwarka and Kurukshetra. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to say, through the separation we are in whole thing.
Why did Chaitanya Mahaprabhu not go to Vrindavan first?
Because everyone will know that he is Krishna. He is Krishna. There he will go.
You will come back.
And he will not be in Radha mood, he will be in Krishna. When called that, will be seen, risen, and peacock. Te ka. And quail and kapugar. Kuhu, kuhu. Then he will lift that mood and become Krishna and begin to run here. And he will search for Radha. Oh Radha, Radhe, 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 Radhe. Because every leaf, every creeper, every tree, everything is calling Radhe, Radhe, Radhe. So he will not be in mood of Radha. And Radha Bhav cannot be.
When he
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was chanting Harinam in Gambhira, one day he went to
make lesson.
Chaitanya Maharaj is not mortal person, but to commit himself, he had accepted all these material things in his body. But actually he has nothing. No urine, no lesson, nothing. But she was only other person, that I am a man like me. But actually nothing of this. No material, anything. So he was going to lesson. And at that time, Govind was engaged in his own another
Kofan.
And you should hear what I am saying. Don't disturb. Govind was cooking or doing another seva. So Gopal, a very
little
boy of about